So, folks, as we know, Texas just recently passed one of the most strictest abortion laws in the United States of America. And according to the Washington Post, here's what the law does. The law, which was passed in May and went into effect on Wednesday, says that any pregnancy in which a heartbeat is detected cannot be aborted. That effectively means if you're 6 weeks pregnant, you cannot have an abortion in the state of Texas because that is around when most fetal cardiac activity can be detected. Now, doctors opposed to this legislation say that is misleading language and that the fluttering detected isn't always necessarily a heartbeat so early in pregnancy. So they're effectively banning abortions at 6 weeks, which isn't a very long time into a pregnancy for women to even know, for them to even know that they're pregnant, by the way. And here's a reference. Take a look at this. So how big is a fetus at 6 weeks? It's as big as a sweet pea, folks. There it is. So it's not unusual for women to not even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. But the law does a lot more than that. As they say on TV, but wait, there's more. Thanks to a novel strategy that was put forward by a former law clerk to Antonin Scalia, who we know is the former Supreme Court Justice, the Washington Post says this: the law does something else novel. It effectively incentivizes the public to police abortions. It allows people, anyone living in the state of Texas, to sue an abortion provider or anyone else they suspect is aiding and abetting abortions after that 6 week mark. And the law sets a $10,000 award for any successful lawsuit to stop an abortion. So, you know what's coming, folks. You know that we're going to see this roll out in a number of states. It's a way to subvert the law of the land, Roe v. Wade. And the Supreme Court let it happen. They ruled to let this all work its way through the courts, which could take months and months and months. And the Supreme Court is literally abrogating their duty under the Constitution by allowing this to happen, by just letting it work its way through the courts instead of putting a stop to it in favor of what the law currently is in the United States, Roe v. Wade. They allowed it to basically chip away at that and let this terrible law stand in the state of Texas, and they're allowing legal chaos to rule the day as a result. So what can be done? What can we do? And folks, I contend that if the Supreme Court's in its essence wants legal chaos, then let's give them legal chaos. And what we need is a federal voucher system that allows the intent of Roe v. Wade, as we know, a longstanding protection that gives women the right to an abortion. We need that to stand as the law that it is. By giving women the ability to access a proper clinic to obtain an abortion in a state that allows it after 6 weeks, a federal program, let's say, for example, that it's administered by the HHS, for example, that pays towards getting women transportation or whatnot that they need to get to this place where they can have an abortion, to a legal state, plus, say, 3 days of hotel expenses to get what their natural right is under Roe v. Wade. So let them sue the federal government in Texas if they want to. Have at it. Knock yourself out. If they want legal chaos, let's give them legal chaos. And some of you might say, well, what about the Hyde Act, which was a Republican act which withholds federal funding for abortions? But since you're not funding the abortion, you're helping them get there to facilitate the abortion, it shouldn't be a problem. At least, folks, this would allow access to continue for women that want an abortion and ensure that their rights are protected under the law as it exists today. And that's what this is all about, ensuring women retain the right to choose for themselves without big government getting in the way of their lives and the way that they want to live their lives.